Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, essentially their credibility. And today's guest is Dr. Dorothy Martin Neville, who is a best-selling author, consultant, and executive confidant. Love that word. She is a psychotherapist, a pioneer in integrative health, and an expert in leadership development, creating healthy leaders and teams. And I also would like to say one of my friends, Dorothy. Dr. Dorothy, welcome.
Thank you, darling. It's great to be here.
It's great to be chatting with you. So tell me, what is your CPOP? What's your customer point of pain?
Leaders who hit a brick wall.
Now that just kind of hits so many people in the face. So you know who you are. You've probably talked to friends, although maybe you don't have the vulnerability to say, hey, I'm in trouble. What do I do? So tell me a little bit more. What does that mean?
Well, frequently they are leaders who know they've got a vision they want to actualize. There's something they want to do, and they just can't seem to get out of their own way, or they can't work around obstacles that are outside themselves.
Okay, so they've seen an issue. It's either themselves or something external. And then how do you work with them? What actually do you do?
I do a number of things. And what I have found in my experience is that so many leaders don't even understand their own leadership style. So I have created a self-assessment leadership tool that looks at different types of leaderships. That's a little thought leadership, if you will, from my point of view, but it's really looking at what I've discovered. We have thought leaders, we have team leaders, we have visionary leaders. There are so many different types of leaders out there that when we try to fit ourselves into a box, we end up getting stuck and we can't understand why. So I have them take this leadership self-assessment tool. And once we look at that together, look at what are the ways in which they are really supporting their leadership developing and supporting them as a human being developing. Then I take a look at ways in which they may be sabotaging themselves or they may be sabotaging their team without realizing it because they aren't fully connected to what feeds them. When you've got a leader who is being fed every day, you've got a leader who's feeding the team every day. It's feeding the company every day. Everybody wins. So I take a look at what else is going on for them that gets in the way. And then finally, I look at what they may need in developing a culture that supports them and their team being committed. You know, I was speaking to somebody not that long ago who said to me, but they don't listen to me. And I said, are you looking for obedience or are you looking for a team that takes the culture of your company to a whole other level? Never thought about it. That sounds really good. Well, then I think we should talk.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right, I like it. I understand. And I could see, actually knowing you, you're really good at what you do. So what gives you the credibility to do what you do?
A whole lot of thinking, a whole lot of living is what happens there. Besides having a PhD in psychology and having been in private practice as a therapist for 25 plus years, that I really learned, I love people to start with. I absolutely love people. I love working with people. So I think that's one of really the major strengths I bring to the table here. And I have this ability to see the big picture as well as the details that are getting in the way. But I also have a PhD in life. You know, I was raised in an orphanage, then adopted and raised in the housing projects of the inner city in South Boston, became a Catholic nun for a number of years, an international airline stewardess, then a wife, and then a mom, then a single parent. And I founded four companies. And I know the issues that come about when you're doing medical, dental, 401k match, and you're dealing with the dynamics that are taking place in your office as you're developing a team with all the personalities that people bring with them into the workplace. So with all of that, as well as my belief that there's a reason we're here, there is a purpose for pretty much everything. So I think it allows me to bring in everything I've got plus you know, so much more. I've got books out there. I have webinars out there. I'm an international speaker. I've spoken in many countries at this point in my journey. And I've written several books. The last two books I've written is Owning Your Leadership is one. And another is Real Women Change the World, Letting the Good Girl Die So the Real Woman Can Live. And it really is about calling folks to be honest, be real, be authentic. And having lived the journey I have, I know the many ways we can get in our own way to prevent doing that.
I often ask the question, how do you share your credibility with the world? And you've shared a little bit of that. What else would you like to add to that?
Just being out there and being around people. Again, as I said earlier, I just love people. I love being with people. I think that we have amazing potential that most of us haven't even touched yet, that there's so much more no matter what we've done. The more we do, the more we're capable of doing. You know, so to me, that brings joy. And I think when somebody shows up with joy, they show up with passion. And in all my talks, what I talk about is humor and faith. We need a sense of humor to laugh at ourselves and at the situations we get ourselves into, to laugh at the craziness in this world, and faith to know that we've never walked alone and that it always works out. It may not work out exactly the way we want, but it always works out.
I have to tell you, you're in that first 100. I'm at the end of the first 100 of the 500 that I'm interviewing. And the answer to the question of what gives you credibility, the best answer. Don't tell anyone else. The best answer so far. I loved it. So listen, if you feel like you hit a wall and you're not even sure what that wall is, but you know you felt it and you're looking for help, Dr. Dorothy is someone you should ask. Dr. Dorothy, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
They can reach out to me through social media, between LinkedIn and Facebook and all the other methods out there, as well as on my website, askdrdorothy.com. Send me an email at dorothy@askdrdorothy.com.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility today.
You've got it. Thanks. This is so much fun. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you. And hey, thanks for joining us for this episode. Really appreciate it. Click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.